Southern Comfort, the musical being given its world premiere at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass., is a tender story about love, courage, and most of all, family. It's a lovely show with excellent music and a story that will make you feel good, even as it breaks your heart. Like most memorable theater events, the work uses unlikely material to tell its story. Five of the six characters are transgender individuals, and the sixth is married to a transgendered male. You'll rarely meet a group of people who are so easy to like and admire. Southern Comfort is based on the 2001 award-winning documentary by Kate Davis that centers on the last year of Robert Eade's life. Robert was born a woman and at 35 became a man. She lived in rural Toccoa, Georgia, and was masculine appealing enough to be invited to join the Ku Klux Klan. He developed ovarian cancer and was denied treatment by dozens of doctors who feared having him as a patient would endanger their practice. Though Robert is still the central figure in the musical, the creators open up the show to tell the story of three separate couples. They are the same, but different. Robert and Lola meet and fall in love, though both know he's dying. Jackson and Carly are attracted to each other, but Jackson feels an inadequate lover because he has not completed the final physical transformation, which he believes is needed to be a complete male. Melanie was a born female and is married to Sam, a transgendered male. The three couples know if their secrets were made public, they would be hated for who they are. They live marginalized, isolated lives filled with fear. Making it worse, all have to struggle with accepting themselves. There is no struggle accepting each other. They meet one Sunday a month for comfort and support, and once a year they go to Southern Comfort, an annual transgender conference. They are happy occasions that add buoyancy to the show. Indeed, there is a little self-pity and no politicking in the work. This is a show about love, family, and support. The problems the couples share are unique to the subculture, but though their personal issues are different, their humanity is universal. The performance is sensitive and controlled. Each person exists as an individual, but it is the loving relationships of the couples that give the musical its heartbeat. Annette O'Toole gives a sensitive and courageous portrayal as Robert, a man who is the leader of the group. She finds his tenderness, wisdom, and is not afraid to show his stubbornness as a flaw. It is easy to understand why he was so loved by so many people. Jeff McCarthy is also good in finding the awkwardness of the large, bulky Lola, who is new to the group and to the transgendered community as a whole. This is overall a nearly complete show as it is. Even though a song or two that covers the same ground could be cut to improve the pace of the show, there is no weak number. Indeed, the bluegrass folk style of the music is a pleasure to hear, and the lyrics are wise and revealing. As an added bonus, the backup musicians, who occasionally become characters in the play, are sensational. And it's all played on one of the best sets ever seen at the small, intimate St. Germain Theater. Southern Comfort is a sensitive, wise, and caring musical about people you will like and care about. It should be experienced. Southern Comfort is a Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass. Through August 10th. For tickets information, call 413-236-8888. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.